It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Friday.
Woohoo!
There he is. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in the studio. Scooter Dingus, manning the producer chair / co-host chair. Yeah.
Pumped up today.
Your pay has been increased, apparently,
because
you're a co-host now.
Incredible.
Yeah. I just made that decision like 12 seconds ago.
It's a great day for me.
It is Friday, March 15th. The madness is completely underway now. 2 days away from Selection Sunday. So that is 48 hours plus six. What's that? 54 hours until we get the matchups for the NCAA tournament.
Your math is just getting better and better.
I know. Our brother Thomas would be very proud of me from my St. X algebra days.
Is that really your teacher's name in algebra?
Yeah.
You still remember that?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Freshman year, brother Thomas. Brother Michael Thomas. 502-384-1450, that's the M&M Cartage hotline to join in on the conversation today. 384-1450. I got this new read, Scoots. I'm excited. Here we go.
All right, let's hear
it. It's not an actual read. It's just talking points. That's business term, mm-hmm. Talking points. 502-414-1450, that's the Thornton's text line. You can still all get all fountain drinks. I already screwed it up. You can still get all fountain drinks and fizz freeze, 89 cents at all area Thornton's locations. Enjoy your favorite fountain drink at any size or a cold, delicious fizz freeze for just 89 cents. But here's the big one. Check out, and you almost did this, you told me,
mm-hmm.
Thornton's new chicken and waffle breakfast burrito. Mm. Available every morning at all participating Thornton's. It's classic comfort food with a kick. I don't even know what that means. Featuring Mike's Hot Honey. Enjoy the deliciousness of sweet maple waffle, American cheese, crispy chicken, and Mike's Hot Honey. There is nothing that sounds bad there.
No.
By the way.
I think it sounds awesome.
Sweet maple waffle, American
check.
Cheese.
Check.
Crispy chicken.
Check.
And Mike's Hot Honey.
Yeah. It's a great recipe.
Your taste buds will thank you. That is part of the read. Only at Thornton's, and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. Hey, are we ready to talk about the U of L coaching search?
Nope.
No. Are you burnt out?
I'm burnt out, yeah. We're only, 2 days into this thing?
Well, actually, we're 2 months into this thing.
Yeah, if not more.
We're 4 months into this thing.
Yeah.
Because we knew this was coming.
And people have been debating it for, like you said, 2, 3, 4 months now.
Yeah. And so. a prominent, boy, I can't believe I'm using that adjective, a prominent local sports radio personality said yesterday, I guess on his show, that Louisville's already met with Scott Drew based on his source. Not my source. I don't know anything about this. Now, I will say this. Eric Crawford pointed out a couple of things. Here's the tweet, part of the tweet from Eric. Finally, when news like this leaks, I always wonder where it is from, and here's why. If it's from Scott Drew's side, it almost always means that they are floating the number to get more money from the school where they are. So if Scott Drew's people leak this out, basically, he wants to stay at Baylor and get paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Pearl did this handsomely a couple years ago at Auburn and got paid.
So who was, there was a coach this year that it happened to.
I'd have to think about it. I don't know. Nate Oates, maybe?
No, I can't.
He got paid, but I don't know if he was linked to any other job. Crawford continues, if it's from the U of L side, it's out to show that Hurd made a serious run at the best candidate. In the event that he has to pivot down his list, it sends a message that Louisville is serious here. We want to hit a home run. We want a slam dunk. We want to go get somebody that is proven, a proven winner, a proven recruiter, and a guy who is consistently in the top 20 every year. And Scott Drew is all of those things. He's got a national championship at Baylor.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the 2 points that Eric Crawford wanted to make. Now, he also says, if I'm Josh Hurd, I probably don't want that number out. Apparently, it's a pretty big number that this local host has talked about. because it might drive up the cost of other candidates. And if it is legitimate, Josh Hurst should not want it out now because it puts the fan base into a period of purgatorial suspense. Oh, we're going to get Scott Drew? And then 5 days go by, 6 days go by, 7 days go by. He's in the NCAA tournament. Man, when's this going to happen? And you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Now, Crawford goes on to say, if some kind of offer was made, I'd expect to hear about a Drew extension in a few days at Baylor. And in this case for Louisville, no news would be good news. Because if the offer was made and you don't hear about a Scott Drew extension, then that gives you, as a Louisville fan, more hope.
Yep.
So it looks like, according to sources that I don't have, but that somebody else, and I'm going to go ahead and say it on this network, has, y'all know who I'm talking about.
One of two guys.
The boys gave his name this morning.
Yep.
But in any event, if he is correct and we don't hear anything, that is good news until the tournament is over. Baylor, by the way, beat Cincinnati last night, 68-56. They are in the semifinals now of the Big 12 tournament, where all four of the top four seeds made it. That is not the case in a lot of these tournaments. I haven't gone back to look at our early picks here.
Man, mine are not good.
Well, you were the only one still alive everywhere as of, what, yesterday?
Yeah, I think yesterday I was still all good. But then I lost at least two yesterday.
Well, you lost Duke.
I lost Duke.
You and Tony both lost Duke.
Who had Creighton in the Big East? That's what I'm
Creighton
wondering.
Creighton was...
One of you picked
unfortunately
Creighton.
Unfortunately, me.
See you.
See, I do have St. John's as my sleeper, though. They play Connecticut today.
Hmm. What time's that game, do you know?
BYU was my sleeper in the Big 12. See. Gone. Tennessee, South Carolina. You still got UK, Florida, Purdue, Wisconsin. That's Tony. Purdue, Wisconsin, UK, Florida, Iowa State. He lost Kansas early. Arizona and
can't
Utah. Utah got killed. He had Utah. Now, you still got Wake Forest in the ACC.
Okay.
You still got both Northwestern and Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Both Auburn and Florida. Okay. Oh, you had BYU.
I did have BYU.
You had BYU.
What? What was I thinking?
You got Houston, though.
Okay.
And you still have Colorado. I like that pick. They put it on Utah last night. You had to lose one of those last night.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So yeah. You lost. No, you got USC. But you lost that. They lost it.
I didn't take Colorado.
You and Tony, I don't know who had. You do have Colorado as the champion.
Okay.
Of the Pac-12.
Gotcha.
But not your long shot. UConn, Villanova. Is Villanova still alive? I think they won last. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did they win last night?
Who'd they play?
I don't know. Making me do the math here.
I think they won. Yeah.
No, they lost to Marquette in overtime.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Marquette. Yeah.
So your Nova's gone.
Damn it.
Fun days, though. Man, that was fun to sit around. Now, I didn't sit around and watch basketball all day. I didn't get home till like 7:30 because I golfed yesterday, Scooter, and I cannot walk.
You had a birdie, though.
All right, what was
Did
the over-under on
it?
My round?
115.
At Hidden Creek?
115.
115, I went under. 110 with a birdie. 110 with a birdie. And the birdie was
a
par 3. I was 30 feet short of the green. But if, you know, you played yesterday. Mm-hmm. Everything was brown.
Yeah, fast.
If I didn't have to chip it, I didn't. I putted from 30 feet off the green and went a 50-foot putt, went in. Bam.
What'd all your buddies do?
Well, Big Al the Fish was my partner on that hole, so he was happy.
Oh, y'all played teams?
We switched up every six holes. They were like, you're like the luckiest SOB in the world. You know, they're not wrong.
They didn't like let out an audible cheer for you?
Did I line up the 50-foot putt from 30 feet off the green?
No.
No.
You just struck it.
I looked at it and I went, okay, let's hit it. Bam. Go get the car. You guys, I said, you guys pick that up out of the hole. I'm going to go sit in the car. And they did. It's the only crowing I got. I did not put any 10s on the car. I will say that.
That's good.
I kept away from
nines,
double-digit number. I had 1 9, a couple 8s here and there. Well, more than a couple, I think, spread across. But 110. The problem is I got dizzy on the 13th tee. That's the hole that I got the birdie on. But I got dizzy on the tee box. I told my brother-in-law, I don't know if I'm going to finish this. And but I did. I sucked it up, made it through. I got to keep going, man. Got to get this big old flabby body in shape. And I'm not going to do it sitting on the couch at home watching, One Life to Live or As the World Turns or whatever I'm watching.
Hopefully you're not watching those.
Not anymore.
You used to?
I'm not going to comment.
Bold and the Beautiful, too?
Bold and the Beautiful. Another World. Yeah, those were great. My mother loved those.
My grandma was
she
a big,
loved them.
Big soap opera.
That was. What are you doing at 1, 2, and 3? I'm watching One Life to Live, As the World Turns, and Santa Barbara was one she watched. Crazy. All right, Indiana. Are we going to do sports today? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do some sports. Yeah.
Fish Fry Friday, by the way. I will be at St. Stephen Martyr tonight. If you'd like to stop by and put up $10, get an autograph. I'll be at.
You working?
No.
Just going to eat.
Going to go eat at about 5:30 and then head over to a friend's house. We've got a group getting together to watch some basketball. We'll watch Kentucky at 7, Indiana at 9.
Be fun.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And have a few adult beverages.
Come on.
That is my Friday. Hopefully, and I know you're on board with this, nap time at about 1:30.
Oh, yeah. That is an absolute must. I didn't go to bed till after 12 last night. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, let's talk about it. The Hoosiers stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
I know you had a concert last night.
Yep.
And then you got home in time to watch the last half?
I watched the entire second half and like the last 4 minutes of the first half on my couch. So, yeah, it was nice.
Well, there you go. 61-59, Indiana wins. Anthony Leal, come on down.
That's right.
The putback. The defensive player of the year in the Big Ten didn't block him out. Didn't block him out.
He did everything else last night.
He did everything else. He was great.
Yeah.
You didn't see the first half, did you, at all?
No.
Or at least the first. Mm-mm. And Robbie Hummel made a point of this. Penn State was 2-for-2 on dunks and 0-for-11 on layups. They could not make an open layup. They kept Indiana in the game in that first half. Indiana was very fortunate to get out of there with a win. Now, Penn State shot 27.6% last night.
For the game?
For the game.
What?
They had 11 straight missed layups. I'm not. That's not hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating.
Insane.
Indiana shot 39.3. They didn't exactly fill it up.
Not all that good either.
3 of 12 from 3. Penn State was better from 3 than they were from 2. They were 7 of 27 from 3. Indiana, 14 of 18 at the free throw line. And I keep knocking people in the head with this. If they can make just 70% of their free throws, I'm not asking for 75 or 80. I'm asking for 70, and they did that last night. They out rebound Penn State by 2. Only 12 turnovers for the Hoosiers, so good with that. When Wahab fouled out,
yeah,
the big man,
mm-hmm.
Mike Woodson became Mike Woodson, the terrific coach last night. Let's get it into renew and wear and just wear them out. And they did.
Yeah.
Even the game winner, renews going down the lane. It was a crazy shot. It was a shot clock beater and just
one
trying
that
to
he
flip
can hit
it up. And Leal was in the perfect spot for the putback. No Trey Galloway last night. And look, I watched him get up and off the bench last night a couple of times. He ain't playing today.
He
ain't playing tomorrow.
He's not playing in this tournament.
He struggled to just get on his feet and cheer for his teammates. And that is not a good sign. And that's not a good sign. Let's say they win this damn thing. Sorry for my cursing. Let's say they win this tournament. He not playing next week either, I'm telling you.
Yeah, maybe not.
Khalil Ware, 18 and 14, another double-double. We've gotten immune to that with him.
Yeah.
Renew had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and Mbako 11 and 5. Mbako took some shots. I just went, what are you doing? And some of them were not close.
Is it bad that I kind of wanted overtime in that game?
Because?
With Wahab being out, Indiana would have won by 8 to 10 if it went to overtime. I'm fully convinced.
But you were getting points, so it didn't matter.
Yeah,
right?
True.
Another
live line hit, baby.
Leal 8 points off the bench. Rick Bozich put something online today about how he should have been playing more this year.
Oh, yeah. He should have been playing more his whole career. Yes, okay. I love Anthony Leal. I saw him at the high school level, John, three or four different times, and he was fantastic. To four out of those four games, he had two buzzer beaters. So I'm not surprised to see him doing what he's doing. I hate that it took so long. But he'll be a pivotal piece next year.
Guess what? He's a pivotal piece tonight.
Yeah, fall for sure.
With Galloway out. Xavier Johnson was solid last night.
Mm-hmm.
4 points, six rebounds, five assists. The foul he drew that knocked Kern out of the game, the illegal screen, the little hip check.
Yep.
He sold that he was Tom Hanks. He was Tom Cruise.
That's the
Kevin
one.
Kevin Costner, whoever you want to say.
That's the one where he was laying on the floor and he just did like the double point. Yeah.
Pointing the other way. And then he got up and Hummel made a point that he was talking to the Indiana fans, were yelling something at him. And he was just smiling and talking to them. Yeah, I got that call. Questionable call, but that happens during a game. It went in the IU's favor and they win the game 61-59. Now you got a Nebraska team tonight. And I know you love this. 9:00.
Oh, it's Friday. I don't care.
On the Big Ten Network.
Nebraska, I don't have a game. Don't have anything to do tomorrow.
Nebraska's 4.5 here.
Too many.
Yeah, I kind of like Nebraska tonight. I think tonight they missed Galloway more than they missed him last
night. I think Nebraska has a really good shot to win this game, but Indiana will cover that. Mark my words.
All right. I just went. Hang on. I'm marking your words. Got it. If I was betting Indiana, I would moneyline them. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they either get beat by 15 or they win the game outright. So, a couple 2-seeds go down in their conference tournaments yesterday. We'll talk about that. The never-before-seen St. X Trinity NFL trade. Talk about that. And the Chicago Bears are trying to be a player. They got themselves a new receiver. We'll talk about all that. And college basketball roundup and preview. One game already underway, by the way. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Scooter Dingus with me as always on this Friday.
Yes.
Fish Fry Friday. If you don't come to St. Stephen Martyr to see me down on Hess Lane and Pendel, then go to your local Fish Fry. Not many left here. Easter's right around the corner.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
My wife's bringing me. I'm going double fish today.
Lunch and dinner?
My wife works at Holy Family at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's bringing me one home for lunch. So at 1:20-ish, I'll have a fish sandwich. And then at 5:30, I'll have another fish sandwich.
Have to get me one
today. How Catholic am I today? M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450, 384-1450 to join in on the conversation. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number, 414-1450. Big Ten tournament underway in Minneapolis.
Yep.
Boy, Minnesota didn't last long.
No, they didn't.
The home team.
There goes my lock of the day yesterday.
The team that beat down Michigan State is in action right now against Purdue. Second media timeout, under 11 to play. Purdue leads 15-9. Zach Edey with 11 points and 5 rebounds already.
He's cheating.
For the Boilermakers.
Bet he's set 3 moving screens already that haven't been called. I had to guess.
And he ducks that shoulder down when he gets the ball.
He does, right? Right into the chest of the defender, but it's a defensive foul every time.
It is very appropriate.
It's ridiculous.
That you're wearing your Indiana hoodie while bagging a Purdue player.
Suck it.
No, I get that.
Suck it, Purdue.
I get it. News and notes, Keenan Allen traded from the Chargers to the Bears.
That's big time.
Late yesterday. That is big time because the Bears already have DJ Moore, who had a great, really good year last year, even though Justin Fields is a quarterback. This just feels like I like what they're doing here. They're stocking up guys. Did they get Swift also? I think they got DeAndre Swift from Detroit.
So. Yep.
They're stacking up some offensive talent to put with their new quarterback, Caleb Williams, which I believe that's what's going to be. And even if he doesn't play, even if they start the season with Fields and they feel like Williams isn't ready, you're getting weapons together for these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And it's eventually going to be Caleb Williams. I know they're still shopping Justin Fields. Maybe they end up they want a third-round pick. They got to get at least a third-round pick. So if they can do that, good on them. I think it's a terrific pickup. Keenan Allen, and here's what you always have to say about Keenan Allen, if he can stay healthy. He's had a number, he's missed a number of games over his career with injury. But he is a number one receiver. And if DJ Moore is your number two receiver, you're set at receiver.
Oh, yeah.
The other trade yesterday in the NFL, St. X and Trinity. Who wins the St. X Trinity trade? Desmond Ridder, former Tiger quarterback, traded from Atlanta to Arizona for former Shamrock wide receiver Rondale Moore. That is just bizarre.
I say Trinity won the trade for what it's worth.
Ridder will go to Arizona and be the backup to
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. And Rondale Moore will go to Atlanta, where they've got, by the way, with the London and Kyle Pitts, they've got some offense now. Good running core.
I just wish they would use Kyle Pitts appropriately. When he got drafted, I said that he had a chance to be the best tight end in the league. They just don't use him right.
Yeah, and they're trying to get weapons for Kirk Cousins. Yeah, that's what they're doing. So Atlanta, Chicago, kind of afterthoughts last year without question. They are sort of in the discussion all of a sudden as the NFL draft gets closer and closer. All right, 15-10. Purdue leads 10-23 to go in the first half over Michigan State. All right, let's go back to yesterday. Scooter loved Minnesota yesterday. 77-67. They not only lost, they didn't cover.
Not even close.
Wisconsin, this is not your same old Wisconsin, right?
They score
56. And
they
win,
score.
Win
They've been
three.
Putting up 80s.
87-56 over Maryland.
Big yesterday. Time win.
Look out for Wisconsin there. Ohio State, 10 seed. We wondered why they were favored over Iowa, and I will go back to Vegas knows more than we do. Ohio State, 10th seed, 90. 7th seed, Iowa, 78. And the Hawkeyes, done.
I don't know how Ohio State's playing so inspired all of a sudden.
And if Ohio State can win one more game, I'm just saying, I'm not saying they're in, but give this coach a lot of credit. The win over Purdue, and they've continued to win. They got Illinois today. They're 4.5-point underdog. They win that. Is Ohio State in the tournament?
Not after they get beat by Indiana on the next round.
Indiana 61, Penn State 57. We already talked about that. I love your confidence. I do. Your awareness has something to, you know, there's something not to be said for that, but your confidence is fantastic. ACC last night, well, Carolina yesterday afternoon destroys Florida State 92-67. It looks like it's almost a walk for the Tar Heels.
Oh, yeah, for sure now.
They will play Pitt today. Pitt beat Wake Forest 81-69. They're the four seed, Pitt is. NC State 74, Duke 69. I could not have been laughing more, even in my pain from golfing yesterday. It hurt every time I laughed, but I continued to laugh anytime Duke does something wrong. 74-69. Duke is out. Do they drop a seed line because of this?
I think so.
From a 3 to a 4 or even lower? I don't think they go lower than a 4.
I don't know if they drop off the 3, but it definitely knocks them out of the 2 discussion.
Yes, absolutely. And look, give NC State credit. DJ Burns and Horn did play yesterday. He did not play in the first game against Louisville, but they beat Louisville. It was closer than you probably think it should have been. Then they routed Syracuse, and a win over Duke that probably is bigger if a goofy white dude doesn't hang on the rim, missing a dunk, not only not get the 2 points, but also get a technical at the end. And Kevin Keats' face was poetic. He was just the shock look like that just happened. Oh, my God, Duke's back in this game. 74-69 NC State. Congratulations to the Wolfpack. They will play Virginia, who they can beat.
Yep.
Virginia, the game went over. Let me start with that. It was 125-ish, 66-60 over Boston College in overtime. In overtime. You said you were watching the score.
Yeah.
Tell me that story.
So, I turned that game on. It was there was like 17 and a half minutes left in the game. It was 42-39. That was on my second TV, so I was paying more attention to the Indiana game. I look up back at the TV with like 10 minutes left in the game, and it was 44-43, meaning they scored 8 points combined in 7.5 minutes of game time.
That's Virginia, man.
That's horrible.
They never run the ball up the court. They always walk it up. They always take 20 to 30 on the shot clock. And their pack line defense also slows the other team down.
If Tony Bennett were to ever leave Virginia, who signs up for that?
Well, you sign up.
Who wants that boring style of basketball?
You don't have that boring type of basketball. If Tony Bennett leaves, somebody comes in and changes the philosophy.
No, I mean, like, what other school would take Bennett and that boring style? Like, what if he was the hot name for Louisville? Are Louisville fans going to be excited about Tony Bennett coming? Okay,
he has the national championship.
I mean, yeah, it's all fine.
His resume is really good. They finished third in the ACC this year. Hmm. I know that's – it might be a watered-down ACC, but they finished third behind only Carolina and Duke. Uh-huh. So there is something to be said for that style of play working.
I wouldn't want that.
Virginia will play NC State in the semifinals tonight. You know what? I think the NC State run is over.
You think so?
I hope they win.
No, they get it done.
I'm pulling for them.
They win.
But I think it's over. That's the second game. That'll be about 9:30. Virginia's 2.5, Scoot.
Yeah, I'm taking NC State.
Money line in that one?
Oh, yeah.
Pitt, North Carolina, what do you think spread is without looking?
Pitt, North Carolina, 11.5?
7.5.
That's it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Vegas knows.
Come on, Tar Heels.
7 o'clock, that one's on ESPN. By the way, the Big Ten matchups today, I mentioned Michigan State and Purdue. It's 18-10 now. That's a barn burner. The third media timeout. Tony Burke
walks
right in like he owns the place.
What in the world?
Wisconsin Northwestern will play at 2:30 on the Big Ten. All these games on Big Ten Network. Wisconsin is a 4-point favorite over the higher-seeded Northwestern Wildcats, which goes to tell you how Wisconsin's been playing.
Northwestern was my pick, so I got to go with them.
Ohio State, Illinois, 6:30. Which mic you want him on? His regular one?
The one closest to the door.
This is behind the scenes, folks. The one that I can't hear anything.
Yeah, there it is.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, now I'm dedicated, man.
Still got your jacket on?
Coming down the road, I thought, you know what? I can come in here for a little while. That's dedication, Scoot.
Well, if you were truly dedicated, Tony, you'd have been here at the start of the show.
People have errands they have to run and things they have to do to get their car fixed. So
you can do that after.
Not when you make an appointment, you can't. Well, you're going to get out earlier.
Yeah, you make an appointment at 10 and you're still there. So,
Tony, let me ask you, how impressive was John's birdie putt?
It was, you know what? He was ready to fall.
Yeah, I told you that.
And he rolled it in from right off the green, man. It went dead in. Bam.
I mean, it did not loop around. It was dead center.
Scoot, I will say one thing about his golf game. He was dead straight down the fairway.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said.
Now, how do you shoot 110 and hit the dead straight down the fairway?
I was going to say the rest of it had some work. But
putting, man.
You didn't putt very well. And you usually putt well.
Yeah, but I took 4 or 5 on the putting green. That's the first time since August I putted a ball.
Yep.
And they were fast greens yesterday.
They were rolling great. I couldn't believe how well they were.
All right, back to what matters.
Okay, yep. Sorry.
Illinois 4.5 over Ohio State tonight. Did the Buckeyes get another win? Let's go to Tony on that one.
Yeah, you know what? They're playing
really
well.
That's a nice win last
night. I'm going to take Ohio State. What are they getting?
4.5.
I'll take the 4.5.
And I texted you this last night. I would love to watch Iowa. I would love Iowa and pull for Iowa, except Fran McCaffrey's such a jerk. Scooter, you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you all see Caitlin Clark incognito?
No, she was there?
She was there, but she came in wearing like black sweatpants with a black Iowa hoodie and wearing a ball cap, but she had the hood of the hoodie up, so like her face was covered.
She can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame her. She can't go anywhere.
When we stopped, you went home, we stopped at some place called Bub something.
Bubba's 33?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great place to watch
games.
You
took off, and then we went up there and we're watching a game.
Great
place,
Tony. I couldn't get out of my chair when I
know,
home.
John. Big Al the Fish said, where's John? I said,
I'm glad
he's heading home.
Indiana, Nebraska, by the way, I got 4 now, actually. Nebraska is a favorite. And that is 9 o'clock-ish.
Coming the right way.
All right, Big East. Connecticut. Xavier was in this game at halftime. I think they were up or down 1. 87-60, UConn finishes off Xavier yesterday. Ouch. St. John's, they needed a win to maybe get off the bubble. They got the win. They beat fourth-seeded Seton Hall 91-72. Rick Pitino's team that can't guard anybody, they are in the semifinals of the Big East. They'll play UConn today.
Worst year of his coaching life.
Worst year of his coaching
life. I hope they beat UConn.
St. John's UConn is 5:30 on Fox. Connecticut is? Scooter, take a guess.
9.5.
Ding, ding, ding. You
on looked. The money?
You didn't look?
I didn't look, no.
Bloop, bloop. You get some points.
Come on.
No, I said good job. I was going to say good job, Scoot. I looked down at 9.5 and said he cheated.
The other two seed to lose yesterday was Creighton. Providence 78, Creighton 73. And I said I picked Creighton to win this tournament here, this Big East tournament. I love the way they've been playing lately. Providence just outplayed them yesterday. Plain and simple.
They're strange, Creighton, aren't they? They're really good sometimes, and then they just throw a clunker in.
Yeah. That's an every year thing for them, I feel like.
It really is.
Two overtime games yesterday, Virginia-Boston College. The second one, Marquette 71, Villanova 65 in overtime.
That was a good one. Did you watch it?
I passed out in my chair.
I was trying to stay awake. I had three TVs going, and I was falling asleep trying to watch it again.
I saw the replay of the play that sent it to overtime, the back door that Shaka drew up. Great play.
It was. You know what? I wrote it down.
Yeah, I'm sure. Coaches always write these things down. Let me rewind that and see how he did it.
They threw it to the guy in the middle. They set a back screen, and a guy rolled to the bucket. He got it off just a tiny bit too late.
Second Big East semifinal tonight, Providence and Marquette on FS1. Marquette is 4.5 tonight.
Love Marquette tonight.
Over Providence.
Providence not coming back.
You think they're done?
Yeah, they topped out yesterday.
All right, we'll take a break. Big 12, SEC, Pac-12, still got to talk about those, including Kentucky getting in action finally tonight. All that and more, Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Tony Burke finally in studio. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the concrete. Final segment of the week, Scooter.
Yes, sir.
Vern Lundquist just showed up. M&M Cartage hotline open, 384-1450. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, Thornton's text line open as well, 414-1450. I said I would read all texts on the air if there's no vulgarity, so I'm going to read this. I don't know who it's from, and I don't know the context, but the text is, Scott Drew threatened to deport a recruit. Sounds like a perfect fit for Drama University. Do you know anything about that?
No, but where would you rather live? Louisville, Kentucky, or Waco, Texas?
You ever been to Waco?
I watched the Waco.
Well, that was a different thing.
I know, but...
You don't have to drive by David Koresh's compound.
No, you don't have to go by the compound.
You also don't have to worry about snow.
That's a good point.
Scooter taking up for Waco.
Yeah, I'd go to Waco.
Texter says, Iowa every year looks like gangbusters only to fall apart as the season wears on.
It's true.
You know, they keep their football coach. They don't care about changing coaches. It's amazing at Iowa.
They got Fran the Man.
By the way, did you all see the estimated figure for betting on the March Madness this year?
It's crazy.
$17 billion.
Okay. You overshot it just a little bit. $2.72 billion.
On the whole tournament?
On the whole tournament.
I thought it'd be more. Especially with billion. All the legalized gambling. 38 states have legalized gambling.
You're saying billion.
Yeah, with a B, John, not M.
Those billions take a long time to add up to.
I'm just taking what I bet.
You bet $5 bet.
I understand that. Based on my income. And then take the world's the country's income, and I've transferred it out. So $17 billion is what I came up with. 27-21, Purdue leads Michigan State.
Hot shot.
5-0 run here for the Boilermakers.
Boom.
Last media timeout, 3:03 to go in the half. So another low-scoring game. We've seen a lot of low-scoring games here. Although Virginia went over yesterday. Took them overtime.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They went over by a point.
There was no way they were going to get that.
No. No chance without overtime.
Hey, you going to wear your Purdue hat here next week?
If you want me to.
Yeah.
I'll promptly walk out of the studio. We will not be doing a show that
John
day.
Bought one up football game a couple years ago.
We this there. Reminder, April 8th, we will be broadcasting from
Valley View Golf Course.
Valley View Golf Course.
Yeah.
On a, there's going to be an eclipse.
That day.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got some pretty
They've
cool.
They've got some.
Cool clip stuff real, planned.
We'll have more information for sure. You as we get closer to the event. But April 8th, what day is that on? Is that a Friday?
I would assume that's a Friday.
We'll be the KRC boys, Matt, and myself will all be live from Valley View.
It's actually Monday. A Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm going to assume it's a solar eclipse, and I'm not supposed to look directly at it.
I could have got you some glasses
I'll have
today
some
at the place
Shady
I
Ray
was.
Sunglasses.
No, you don't do that.
You don't put Ray. Oh, you get the
eclipse
glasses.
They can hurt your eyes. Don't get the cheap ones because
I'm a little nervous.
You can get hurt that way.
I'm a little nervous. Did you watch the end of we'll talk to Scooter about this NC State Duke last night?
No, I was on my way home from the establishment we talked
about.
Nothing
better than watching them lose.
You texted me.
Really nothing better. All right, Big 12, early my BYU Cougars yesterday. They took it on the chin. Texas Tech 81, BYU 67. The top four seeds in the Big 12 are in the semifinals. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's never that way most places, but the Big 12, they did that. Houston, boy, that defense, Tony. 60-45 over TCU. And TCU's not a bad offensive team. Number two, Iowa State over Kansas State, 76-57. Jerome Tang is officially in line to get the Louisville job now if he wants it because the season is over. Same with Chris Beard. Baylor over Cincinnati, 68-56. So that sets up Texas Tech Houston tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN2. Houston is 8.5. And second game there, Baylor and Iowa State. Iowa State a 1-point favorite. That game will be on ESPN. Who you like there?
Baylor probably runs the table. Scott Drews.
Wins it all.
Wins it all.
And they give him a handsome new contract.
And the Cards are just going, what?
And the Cards end up with Will Wade.
That.
Wake me up from the nightmare. Southeastern Conference. Now, again, they are finals on Sunday, so these are just second round games. Quarterfinals are tonight. Mississippi State over LSU 70-60. You like this Mississippi State team?
I do. I think they've underachieved. Them and A&M are both underachieved. That's what scared me as a Kentucky fan. But Mississippi State's got dudes. They got big guys.
Wade Taylor's good. No, that's A&M. A&M. The freshman guard, freshman of the year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Close to it. He's good. We watched that game that he was hitting threes from everywhere against Kentucky earlier in the year. South Carolina beats Arkansas. So Eric Musselman, by the way, is up for a new job now if he wants it. South Carolina 80-66. All these guys that are on Louisville's list are losing. So that's a good thing.
It's good if you want them. Bad if you hire a guy that's losing and everybody yells at you and you don't win.
I think South Carolina was picked to finish last in the SEC before the season.
They were picked way down.
They're the 5 seed. They are solidly in the NCAA tournament. Night games yesterday, A&M 80, Ole Miss 71. Good night, Chris Beard. And you always have to worry, and I know you like Buzz Peterson a lot, but Buzz Williams a lot. Buzz Williams teams, they're hard to beat. They're hard to beat, and that's what Kentucky's up against 7 o'clock tonight.
And they got the two good guards you were talking about.
Wade Taylor and whatever the other guy's name is. Radford.
Yeah.
He's really good. And Florida had to come from behind last night, but they beat Georgia 85-80. I got Florida over Alabama tonight, by the way. Anybody want to disagree with that?
No. Scooter? You know I've liked Florida the whole time.
No, I like Florida too.
So SEC sets up this way, quarterfinals tonight. Mississippi State, Tennessee, 1 o'clock. As soon as we go off the air here, that's on ESPN. Tennessee is a 10-point favorite here. I like the Vols today. I know you're a Mississippi State guy, but I think the Vols.
I'll take the point.
I think the Vols roll. 3:30, South Carolina, Auburn. Interesting matchup. Auburn is 7.5. This is a 4-5 matchup. That's a pretty big spread for a 4-5 matchup.
What's that tell you?
I bet Auburn. Yeah. That's on ESPN as well. The game shift to the SEC Network tonight, Texas A&M and Kentucky. UK is 5.5 over A&M. What's that tell you? That A&M?
A&M, yep.
I won't, but that's what it tells me. Any chance the Cats lose this game tonight? They have already lost once to A&M.
Oh, there's a good chance, but I think they'll win.
Scooter says no shot.
No shot.
You think they'll cover, Scoot?
Yeah, I mean, I think they win by 10-plus, to be honest with you.
Well, if they play like they played on the road most of the year, I agree with you.
Big Kentucky contingent down there.
They were there yesterday. They were there the day before, actually. And Florida-Alabama, Alabama's a 4-point favorite. Give me the Gator money line there.
And it makes it better for Kentucky that Tennessee is playing the early shift. So you're not fighting the Tennessee fans for the late game.
So that's the SEC. Pac-12 yesterday, Arizona took care of Bronny James and the USC Trojans 70-49. That was a blitzkrieg. Oregon over UCLA 68-66. Mick Cronin's season is over. Man, all of these coaches.
You didn't even say Chris Beard.
I did say Chris Beard.
I know, but you
before
didn't
before you got
in.
Here.
Oh, okay.
You weren't listening in your...
I was listening, but I didn't get a chance to listen beginning.
So the Cronin Crusaders lose 68-66 to Oregon. UCLA season is over. Do the Cards interview Mick Cronin?
No, interview him doesn't mean they'll offer him the job.
Washington State is underrated. They're a 2-seed in the Pac-12. They beat Stanford 79-62. Stanford Coach Hess lost his job yesterday. So he's not on Louisville's list, by the way. But he lost his job after that game. And Colorado, who Scooter picked to win the Pac-12, humbled Utah 72-58 yesterday.
My sleeper.
Your sleeper and his
pick.
Now, his pick is going against his sleeper tonight, I think. I don't know.
Is it?
Oregon, Arizona tonight, 8 o'clock. That is on the Pac-12 Network, so I won't be tuning into that one. Arizona is 11 tonight over a pretty good Oregon team. I think Arizona kills them.
I'm with you.
I'd take Oregon.
Colorado, Washington State, second game. By the way, these are the top four in this conference that all made it through. Colorado, Washington State. Colorado, 3-seed, is a 2.5-point favorite over the 2-seed, Washington State.
The 22nd-ranked Cougars.
But Colorado's favorite here.
I know it. What's that tell you? Bet on a Buffalo.
Bet on the Buffalo. Purdue leads 34-27 over Michigan State. Boom. Late first half there.
What's the line on that
in,
game?
In Minneapolis, 7.5. I was surprised. I thought it would be bigger. In fact, Nick Roush, as he was leaving, I said 7.5. He said, only 7.5?
He said, 2-unit bet.
He said, and I said, what's that, $8? 2 units. We talked about the St. X Trinity trade. Scooter is convinced Trinity won the trade here. I think I'm going to go with St. X just because I'm a loyalist.
Yeah, we'll do that. But
St. X's going to be a backup.
Ritter's not going to be on the
He's not going to play.
Rondell Moore is going to be a starter probably.
He'll be a slot receiver.
In Atlanta, but Atlanta's got a lot of weapons. I said that. I like what Atlanta's doing. You bring in Kirk Cousins.
Too.
You got London. You got Pitts.
By the way, Josh Donald just announced his retirement.
Ooh.
The Rams lineman?
How about Aaron?
Aaron.
I don't know. I don't know why I said Josh. Yeah, Aaron.
He's cousin.
I like the commercial with the guy with Jimmy Butler. He's out on the court. And he's out of breath. Big, little chunky guy. And his phone rings, and he says, and Jimmy Butler looks at it and goes, Spam Likely. And he goes, oh, that's my cousin Spam. He's crazy. I need to talk to him. He wants to get off the court. Anyway. Fish fry tonight, Tony?
Yeah.
I got nothing else to talk about. I can talk a little NBA here.
Well, there's a lot of things to talk about.
We could end early.
Scooter's golf game. I know you already talked about it.
93.
I was good with it.
6 strokes better, and you'd have tied Tony with his round.
That's yesterday. True.
87?
Yep.
How do you were not hitting them well early, in my opinion.
No,
and you
but
had,
I was scoring.
Scoot, you're going to love this. He had 2 lip outs, and I mean lip outs. Mm. Probably somewhere around 10 feet. And they were not just – they were all the way around the cup lip outs. 2 of them.
2 of the last 3 holes.
And one of them was for birdie.
Man, that's tough.
He was very
disoriented
after that.
All golfers out there understand this, but you have the one – you're playing well. You got a streak going. You're going par, par, bogey, and you're rolling. And then the dreaded 7 comes on the par 4. You hit a shank off the tee, and then you hit one OB, and you're like, oh, my God.
Man, my issue, so I didn't lose a ball until the 16th hole, which at Seneca, really impressive. But my issue was I was hitting my driver really well, And then I had three drives where I just topped it and it went like 30 feet. And it's like, well, got to find a way to make this work. So I probably would have been around that 87 with you, Tony, if I could have avoided that.
I lost three balls. One of them we just couldn't find.
Yeah.
It wasn't OB or in the water. We just couldn't find it.
Somebody picked it up.
Nah, number nine. It was.
But the other two I lost on the same hole. In the water twice.
Mm.
On the same hole.
On the par three?
And the sand got him. Sand got him one hole, too.
Sand really got me on 17. Par three, the long par three.
Mm-hmm.
I hit it left of the sand.
That's a tough hole.
Hit it left of the sand, sculled my chip right into the sand,
side
into the wall of the sand. It fell down. There was no escape. Took me three to get out of the bunker.
With the wind we had yesterday, I can imagine how hard that hole played.
I hit driver.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a long driver. Big Al the Fish hit driver.
The wind was howling at us.
He hit his best drive of the day and went over the green. That's how it works, man. He goes, I can't wait to tell everybody my best drive of the day was on a par three. All right, Tony, pick me an upset today that I can bet on in NCAA basketball because I kind of like I don't like NC State. Scooter likes NC State tonight against Virginia. I don't really like that.
Do you like NC State better or Indiana?
I like Indiana better than I like – I don't like either one of them, but I like Indiana better than I like NC State. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
I'm looking down. I see two that I like right off.
Let me guess. Ohio State.
Yes. I'm going to throw a real ringer. I'm going to throw a real ringer at you on the other one.
Well, is Texas Tech?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Providence, you already said you don't like – not Ricky.
Pitt
over Carolina.
Oh.
Well, things have
Carolina's going to have a letdown.
Things have gone crazy in the ACC. And if you're Carolina and you watched those games yesterday, Duke lost, Virginia struggled, we got this, right?
That's what happens. That's where I'm at on that one.
Monday's going to be fun, Scooter.
Oh, yeah.
We'll break down the brackets.
Can't wait.
Thanks for listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.